Noah's Ark has been found. Place, Mount Agri. Altitude, 4,000 meters. Why did the prophet Noah, peace be upon him, build an ark? When the people of Noah persisted in their denial despite all the warnings, Allah commanded the prophet Noah, peace be upon him, to build a boat and to board it with the believers. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Before them, the people of Noah denied the truth. They denied our servant, saying, "He is a madman," and he was driven away with jeers. Build the ark under our supervision and as we reveal, and do not address me concerning the wrongdoers. They shall be drowned. He began to build the ark, and every time some nobles of his people passed him by, they ridiculed him. He said, "Though you ridicule us now, we will certainly ridicule you as you do us." He said, "Embark in it, in the name of Allah be its voyage and its landing. Truly my Lord is ever forgiving, most merciful." When you and those with you are settled in the ship, then say, "Praise be to Allah who has rescued us from the people of the wrongdoers." And say, "My Lord, land me in a blessed landing place. You are the best bringer to land." So we opened the gates of heaven with the torrential water and made the earth burst forth with gushing springs. And the waters met together in a way which was decreed. We bore him on a planked and well-caulked ship which ran before our eyes. It was said, "Earth, swallow up your water, and heaven, hold back your rain." And the water subsided, and the affair was concluded, and the ark came to land on Al-Judi. And it was said, "Away with the people of the wrongdoers." We rescued him and the occupants of the ark and made that into a sign for all the worlds. We left it as a sign. But is there any rememberer there? Photographs and images from inside Noah's Ark.
我已經進入了方舟的櫃，是一個內廊。我見到的就是一條木的樓梯，這裡有一條木的樓梯，聽不聽到？有木聲？我想大家再望上去上面，上面見不見到一條木？這裡有一條木。 Boşu.
In October 2008, I climbed the mountain with the Turkish team. At an elevation of more than 4,000 meters on Mount Agri, I saw a structure built with plank-like timbers. Each plank was about 20 centimeters wide. I could see tenons, proof of an ancient construction predating the use of metal nails. We walked about 100 meters to another site. I could see broken wood fragments embedded in glacier. And some 20 meters long, I surveyed the landscape and found that the wooden structure was permanently covered by ice and volcanic rocks. First compartment. This section, frozen in ice, contains timber beams. The beams on the walls have handmade dovetails. Second compartment. This section is 5 meters high. Archaeologists entered this section through a broken entrance and descended on ropes. There's a small door 1 meter by half a meter in size on one of this section's all timber walls. This door opens onto another section. Fifth compartment. This section contains a view steps carved out of wooden logs. The team found a door in the ceiling of this section, showing the structure consisted of more than one floor. What did Adnan Akhtar say about Noah's Ark on 10th February 2009? Date, 10th February 2009. Mr. Adnan Akhtar's live interview on MAVI Karadeniz TV.
Nuh tufanı nasıl gerçekleşmiş olabilir hocam? Biraz detaylandırabilir misiniz? Hazreti Nuh'un inşa ettiği gemi sizce ahir zamanda bulunabilecek mi?
Allah alem, hem Nuh'un gemisi bulunacak, hem Süleyman'ın sandığı bulunacak, hem Tevrat'ın gerçeği bulunacak.
Nearly 14 months later. And date 30 January 2009.
Cudi meselesi o zaman bizim bildiğimiz Cudi Dağı ile bir alakası yok. Yükseklik anlamında Cudi bir kavram.
Cudi Dağı anlamına geliyor zaten. Herhangi bir dağ. Allah biliyor. Yani o emin değiliz yani Cudi Dağı olan. Ağrı Dağı da olabilir, Cudi Dağı da olabilir, başka bir dağ da olabilir. Bu bölgeden birisi. Ama muhtemelen o gemiden parçalar bulunacak Mehdi devrinde. Yani buna işaret var. Yani muhtemelen fosilleşmiş tahtalar, ağaçlar, yani o geminin gövdesine ait ve bulunduğu yere ait diğer detaylar da bulunacak inşallah. Çünkü Tevrat'ın...
Are you aware that the signs of the end times are all coming about?